What's up, everybody? Finally, I'm here. Time to lay alliance with Gen X. We Ride at Dawn podcast. This episode is going to give you a taste of what to expect from having fun, from sarcasm to realism to whatever you expect. This is going to be the podcast where you can relax, relate, release, and have some fun.
Okay. Yep. See, that wasn't bad. I am Brianna Lyons. I am her daughter, number one, numero uno. And I will just say that even though this is the Gen X podcast, a millennial has produced it, okay?
Oh, my God. Yes, without her, this would not be possible. Absolutely. So I'm very blessed.
So. Yes, it only took three takes, so you're fine.
I'm doing pretty good. Very good. I think the more we talk, the more relaxed I'm going to get, especially when my girls are on here. I'm excited to have them and just to get things started.
Absolutely. Okay, so this podcast, obviously, it's called Gen X for a reason.
Yes.
Give the people a little bit of a background of what this podcast is going to be about.
This podcast, it is going to be a platform for all Gen X people to just be able to come to a place after a long day, a stressful week, whatever you want to call it.
Kids on the nerves.
Yes, definitely yes. Kids from, who knows, grandkids, all the way up to college age. But it's going to be something where people can just have some fun, have topics to give us some, I guess, a Gen X perspective of the real world as it is today. And also, I would say, just some nostalgia, just to have some fun and go back and reminisce and just break away from all the stresses of life. Because I feel like comedy, laughter, positivity, all of that, when you encompass all that and you have a place to just have fun, I think it just makes for a better day, better life. And that's my goal, just to impact lives and to have some fun.
I like that. I don't really know what y'all be talking about in that space, but I love that for y'all. Especially nowadays with social media, millennials and Gen Z dominate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys took over Facebook, I will say, because Facebook used to be for those who were in college back in the early 2000s, mm-hmm. and then they found all their Facebook friends or their former high school friends on Facebook, but truly, our generation was on Facebook, and then y'all had to hop on it, and then we all hopped off. So
and we found you on Instagram, I guess that's where everybody is.
Yep. So all that to say is I think it's nice to have a space in the podcast realm where you guys can talk about things that's pertaining to your generation.
Yes, and we could vent and not have to worry about having to explain ourselves for someone to understand.
Absolutely.
Like, why? So this is the place. This is the place.
Okay. So for those of you listening, we're going to have different segments throughout all the different episodes. We'll have a segment called Ask Mama Tonda.
Yes.
Where you can submit your questions via email to us. The email is linked in the bio. So whenever we have that segment, we'll queue up some questions that you guys send to us. And then Tonda, my mama, is going to answer them for you guys. We also have a whole bunch of other segments, but this pre-show is just to get in the flow and also my mom's practice round. You can tell she's nervous. Look at her. She's so
nervous.
She's so like,
okay,
proper, like, right. Back with it. Just relax. You compensate.
When my girls, when I say my girls, I'm talking about Crystal and Nicole. When they come on, you're going to see a more relaxed side of me. We might have a lot of takes. I will tell you right there, because just looking at them, I'm just laughing. You know, those are my girls. I feel like that's when I'm going to be more relaxed and we'll just be able to kind of just have natural fun and not worried about, oh, there's cameras and all this, not worried about all that. But yeah, I think I'm a little nervous right now, but it's going to be all right. I can't wait for the interaction, you know, with other people. And class of 91, West Aurora, they're going to represent.
You're going to talk about them yes, the names?
Yes,
the
there's no class better than class of 91. So I'm excited.
Give us a little pre-conversation. What happened in 91 at West Aurora High School?
I will tell you one thing about my class. It didn't matter if you were black, white, green, yellow. you found whoever your people were, you just found those were your people, mm-hmm. and they stayed your people. We can get together once every 10 years, and then when we're together, no time has passed. No, I mean, we've all grown up and we've evolved into different people, but there's something about that class of 91, where we just all know to come together and support each other. You know, I feel like if I ever needed anybody, I could call them anytime and be like, guess what, class of 91, I need help this area, that area, we all come together. So it's, you know, I think that's probably one of the reasons I really thought about doing the podcast, because when we do get together and we talk about certain things and, you know, have so much fun, I know that there's other people out there that can relate and that have that same connection. And I just feel like, you know, it's time. It's time to, you know, people see a side of me that a lot of people see, but not everyone sees. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, it's going to be fun and sarcastic, but there's going to be a side, a real side, a brutal honesty side, I guess, of me that...
Well, don't make it too brutal, because cancel culture out here snatching people. You don't have time for that. Oh,
yeah. The thing is...
you got a client-facing time. You got a client-facing job.
Yeah, I guess. Right. I mean, I'm not going to be raw or anything like that, but... People can cancel whoever they want to. I'm still going to be me. I'm still Mama Tonda.
Oh, quote
I'm
that.
Still having fun. That. They can cancel. See you later. That's what you do. You know, it's almost like that stuff, cancel culture, reminds me like when you were like a little kid and you have a little boyfriend, girlfriend in fifth grade. And as soon as you get mad at them, you break up. You don't talk to them forever. No, that's not how it works. You know, Gen X, we write it down. Thick or thin.
Explain We Ride at Dawn. Because to be honest, it's still not resonating with me. Because when I hear Ride at Dawn, y'all, I'm thinking we finna like it's Red Dawn. We finna go out and fight the Russians. Like,
well,
we finna, but like, what are we about to do?
Pretty much, you're close. Because what it is, it's ride or die. You know, no matter what. We stick together. So if something's going down, if there's a conversation, you know, especially let's say you're going to have that courageous conversation or that difficult conversation, when it comes to Gen X, we will link up and we're ready to go. And that's where I got We Ride It Down. So the conversations that we're going to have, they're going to be real, you know, and you're going to have some opinions, you know, there's going to be somewhere we're all going to agree and some not. But my whole take on it is, it's how you address, you know, those differences and how you can express yourself without there being negativity and hatred. Except we will be talking about some of these younger generations. That's going to be real.
Okay.
That's going to be real.
Okay.
So.
Well, when you guys talk about younger generations, don't talk about me, because I produce your show. So... I can add in some clips.
You're an exception.
I can add in some clips that will embarrass you.
You're on the ground. I still got some. It's going to be fun. I cannot wait.
Okay.
You know, especially it's mainly going to be the interaction with my girls, Nicole and Crystal, and just interacting with, you know, just the general public too, not just close friends, but just see how, you know, we can connect. Because I know there's a lot of Gen Xers on TikTok and things of that nature, but...
Shout out to TikTok. It is back for tentatively.
Yes, with or with tentatively. Yes, with or without. I guess, and that's where I feel a little bit, I don't know. I know TikTok went away for a minute, but I was like, okay, let's go watch videos. Yeah. But I don't know if I would say I miss it. Because, again, Gen X, we figure things out. You know, it's not going to be like, oh, my God, TikTok's gone. What are we going to do with our life? I feel like most Gen X people, it's like, okay, if we don't have it, what do we need to do to keep on moving? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the difference with our generation than maybe some of the now generation. They just can't figure it out.
No, so. Actually, I was going to spill some tea, but I'm actually not going to spill some tea. But anyway.
Okay. So, on me?
No, I was going to spill some tea on some people who can't figure it out from that generation, but I'm not going to do that. Don't be banging on the table. Jesus,
oh, don't sorry. Be banging
on, I got Jesus.
Well, you know, well, we're going to get a strong table because we black. We're going to be slamming, rolling something, you know, rolling off table. I have no idea because when I laugh, I can't sit still.
Yes.
Something's getting slapped.
Fun fact about my mom, she's loud as hell. And I am starting to become very loud myself. You can ask Diamond. Almost every day, she's like, Brianna, can you please calm down? I'm like, I'm not loud. She's like, you're literally yelling, saying you're not loud.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm turning into you.
Yep. And there's nothing wrong with that. We have a megaphone in our throat. It's okay.
I don't know.
Dad says it all the time, but he's still here. Oh. He'll be.
Okay. Well, segue. Can we talk about the transition of getting older? Because for those of you listening, I'm 29. I'll be 30 this year. Mom, let me tell you, last night I got up from the couch and three of my bones cracked. My left wrist and both my ankles cracked simultaneously.
Yes.
So is that the sign?
That's the sign.
The
first, when you really start feeling it is when you wake up in the morning and you can't move. You have to run a diagnostic test. And then you got to figure out, okay, what's going to move first? Because tell me, you know.
I'm not there yet.
Well, you know, back when I was young, the alarm go off and I'm just out the bed. I'm running. Nope.
Yeah.
I used to talk about people. I'm like, how do you just get up like 2 hours before you have to leave? Like, I understand that. If I have to leave the house by 7, I'm waking up about 4:30 or 5 because I just got to lay there. Woosaw, thank you, Jesus, for being alive. Run through random thoughts. Do those 5 a.m. text messages that you get every morning.
Every morning.
Hey, that's when my mind is fresh.
I do watch them. I do watch all the TikToks. I'm not going to respond to every single
that
one.
That is so but rude. That is rude.
I mean,
do you know I was thinking about that last night. I was like, I'm giggling, sending you, agent. Nobody was just nothing. Radio silent, and I'm just giggling.
Because you send so many.
But you can at least fake it and be like, send a smile.
But I did laugh at them.
But how am I supposed to know?
Because no I'm telling you right now that I do watch them and laugh at them. So this is good enough for you to move on.
No, it's not. That just helps decide all the hundreds that I've already done.
Okay.
Now, in the future, when I send in a family group chat.
I'll send the ha-ha button.
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't got time to do all that. Ha-ha-ha.
No, get creative. Because you can't send ha-ha the whole time. Then I'll be like, oh, she just pressed off.
No, stop slamming on the table.
I can't help it.
The mic's gonna pick it up.
Okay.
See, first show, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's 2025.
Mm-hmm.
How are things different from when you were in your 30s compared to now?
Oh my god.
Because I'm turning this into advice because I need to know. I got to get prepared.
Well, the difference of flat out, well, one, I was giving birth.
Oh, yeah, that is not.
So that's not going to happen. So it's way different. Are you saying different as far as how I personally feel like being going to be 52 versus 30s or just average advice for a 30-year-old now versus then?
Anything.
Well, I'm proud of you, so you're doing good. I feel like being 30, you're doing good. A lot of things and the advice that I gave, I feel that you listened and applied to your life accordingly. Mm-hmm. It's not like I gave you advice and told you to do it exactly like this. You took from that and I can tell that you listened well and adjust well. So that's where you are right now. And I feel like you're on a good track, you know, to be successful from, you know, an emotional, financial, spiritual mindset. You're doing great. I'm very proud of you. So I don't think there's much I could tell you because my goal in life was I just want my kids to be in a better situation than when I was, and I feel that you are. I think all of you will be. Maya, she's when I was her age, You were here. Oh my goodness. I do not know.
Wait. Yeah. Wait a minute. It just clicked.
Yeah, she's going to be 22.
Oh my God.
She's going to be 22. And she's 5'2". So it's really not much.
Oh my God. That's wild.
There's no, I think I was just an old soul. To imagine, think of me, like Maya's age, job with benefits, and a little baby.
Yeah, because obviously when I was a child, when you were in your 20s, but I just thought you were 40. Like, I'm like, because she's a parent, like you have to be in the 40s to be a parent.
Yeah, I was old, but I think I was an old soul. You were. You know, I was an old soul, you know.
You were raised by Betty Jean and the Martins.
Yes. Got to make that, what do I always say? I said I got to go make that money to feed that tummy. That's what I always say. But it was just different. I just, you know, wanted to provide for you. And I wasn't really like that person, I gotta go party, that's not a right, to me, that's not a rite of passage where you gotta be out single and going dancing. It's just like, I think me more or less wanted to make sure wherever I was in my life, I was making sure I was providing for you, mm-hmm. being a good example, but also not losing myself.
Right.
And that's where a lot of the coaching came from, and because, you know, I love cheer and all that fun stuff, so. No, I can't say that back then was so much better than now. I feel like I there's been growth for me personally, and, you know, even looking at you, how young you were at that age and where you are now. I'm a proud mama.
So. Aww, love that. Is there anything on your bucket list that you didn't do in your 20s, 30s, that you want to do in your 50s now that technically you guys are empty nesters? Mm-hmm. Technically. Mm-hmm. AJ is still in college.
Yeah. Well, one, it's funny, the podcast. Only, I just felt like I've always wanted to do a talk show. I don't know why, but the
every loud woman wants to talk.
I guess
show.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. And just that I had my own cheer program. I did that for 4 years. That was that was a check, and I just want to take honestly dance classes.
Okay,
let's ballroom salsa.
Oh
yes,
I thought you meant ballroom like.
Oh my God, is that what y'all call it?
That is, first of all, it's been called ballroom.
It can't, ballroom was before 80s. All this. Was it ballroom?
Yeah, that's called ballroom, the, you know, drag and all of that. So when you said ballroom, I was like,
excuse my ignorance.
So you were outside in the 80s.
I probably would have had some fun, but I just never did. I grew up in Little Rock, so.
Got you.
Okay, I didn't even know there
were as one does in Wheaton.
Yes. So I don't, what else? Definitely other bucket list, it's travel. Not like, ooh, I want to go to the depths of the, you know, no. I just want, even whether it's U.S., international, I just want to travel and see things, especially with family. So, like me and Dad, we have our first trip coming up.
Wait, hold on. Pause.
Going to the DR in June.
Pause. Yes. What?
Yes, that's why I'm getting my hustle on.
You guys both have your passports?
Girl, no. I have to finish getting that.
Okay, I was to say, I'm pretty sure your passport is expired.
Expired? I think I was a teenager. Like so it's expired, gone, and away.
Okay. So.
So
you guys already booked the trip?
Yeah, already booked. So then, but the passports I got to get. I've just been procrastinating.
Okay.
So.
I suggest do it literally now.
Yeah, because that's why I was told that it takes a little bit. So. I'm glad I do have the insurance just in case my procrastination does not pan out. We have the insurance where if we have to miss it.
And please order Dad's, because you know Dad ain't gonna order.
I'm doing all of it.
Okay. You already know. Y'all been married for 21 years.
And I'm writing my list to get stuff, or because I have to have, I'm weird with my needy. I have my list of getting things organized from luggage to all that, because he's like, oh, we're okay. I'm like, nope. I have to have the list.
Yep.
And it will be all right.
Yep. That's one thing we have in common is when we do have things to do, mm-hmm. organized as heck.
Yeah.
As heck.
Yep.
Very type A.
Yeah. I'm more, and if it's somebody, if it's for somebody else, I'm on it. It's just like, but if it was me personally, mm-hmm. you have to like, I got to find ways to hold myself accountable because I always put myself last, you know, and stuff like that. But,
right.
But yeah, so you, well, Maya will be here, but I don't know, Luna, she can't go nowhere. Maya can't go nowhere.
Okay, I was about to say, I'm not watching that cat.
I don't think that cat.
My sister has a cat named Luna, and she is the spawn of Satan, and I don't like her. She don't like me. We don't connect. We just line draw in the sand.
Thing is the fact that she even hissed at Diamond. That's just...
It's giving homophobic. It's giving homophobic.
Oh my God. Now I got to do experiments. Now I got to figure out.
If those of you don't know, Diamond, we should probably just run through the people that we're going to talk about.
Okay. Yes.
So go talk about the family. How many kids you got?
Three.
Names.
I have one, Brianna, Witta Witta Boom Boom. Then I have Maya Pants on Fire. And then I have AJ. Mama's baby boy!
I knew it. Ah! I guess you're doing it.
Yep.
Dad.
Oh, you mean dad, my child? I'm telling. No, then there's dad, Superman dad, who everybody loves. Anytime dad comes home, he's number one. Even down to Luna.
Yep.
So... He is us all spoiled. And my mommy, Betty Jean.
I love Nana.
Then my brother Marvin, my nephew and niece, well, nephew legally,
yep.
Jasmine. Great. Oh my gosh, I'm old.
You trying to see
that? I'm a great aunt? Yeah, great aunt.
Oh, you're talking about Jasmine's kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a great aunt.
Oh, wow.
And then, of course, my Carter. My sweet Carter.
Yes.
Carter's literally like how Uncle Marvin would just lay back to the side. Uncle Marvin, he wasn't loud. He was just, you know.
Yes. Carter is the most mature 10-year-old. I still think that boy is 13, but he's the most mature 10-year-old.
Yeah, he is.
And then there's Diamond, who's my girlfriend. So whoever is confused about all the names we're spelling out, that's who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, back to Luna. Yeah, I'm not watching her.
That's all right.
But I'm excited that you guys are going on the trip because y'all deserve. Y'all really do.
That was when we had AJ and Maya, and because you were what, six? Yeah, about six when Maya came. It wasn't like we sat down and said this is what we're going to do, but that our mindset was, it was just kids first, family first. So we worked and make sure the sports you guys wanted to play and do all that stuff, that came priority over me and dad, you know, booking trips. Because for a while, we could have, but we just did not want to book a trip without doing a family trip first. But... y'all all grew up and just went your separate ways anyway, so we have to figure that stuff out later. But I still do want to do a family trip.
Love that.
And a girls trip, road trips, D.C.
Yes.
Not to see D.C.,
why do you hate D.C. so much?
I don't know. Loved Howard, loved being there, but there is a shadow over D.C. I cannot stand. I can't be there long. But Maryland, beautiful.
I feel like you're just not a city person because you don't even like Chicago like that.
Mm-mm. I think that could be what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Because when I would see Auntie Shireen.
You wouldn't last?
Yeah, I always changed the flight. So I did. So like if I was there for like 3 days, Shireen would know it too.
That's you course corrected and you said, I'm not going to see you. I'm sorry.
No, I'll be sitting there. She'll feel it. She'll know. I'm like, Shireen, I got to go home. She's like, I know. I don't know what it is, but I would change the flight. That's probably why they charge now. Because back then, we would be changing our minds all the time.
That's wild. I love D.C. I love D.C. It's way too expensive, though. More than Chicago.
Yeah.
More than Chicago.
That's why I ended up coming home, because, like, when I had, remember, I had you out there, and I'm just like, I have to go where the cost of living is a little bit cheaper.
Yep.
So, but.
Okay.
We still have to go and got to visit, see where you were born and all that stuff. So yeah. That would be fun.
Well, we are 25 minutes in.
Oh,
look
my
at
God.
You.
Okay.
You're doing good. See? It's easy.
Oh, I
it's
know.
It's easy. And we are going to jump around in conversation. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
That's how we talk. We'll be here. Then we'll go over here, back to here, and then over there when it comes to conversations.
Yep.
But I feel like it's a good time for a little rapid fire. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, my God.
So people can get to know
okay.
you. Okay.
All right.
What decade were you born in?
70s.
Okay. That's old. What is your favorite decade?
80s.
Why?
I don't know why. It just... Maybe because technology was, you know, on a trend. I was young. I was what? That's when I had my, preteen. You know, I don't know. That's when you started with cable. Nickelodeon. Shut up. Nickelodeon was the big thing.
Y'all had Nickelodeon in the 80s?
Yeah, I think it started like early 80s. Yeah.
What shows were on Nickelodeon?
Not many. The one where they threw the slime on you, that was one. I don't remember. It wasn't too much. They played a lot of the same stuff.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you can't do that on television. I think that's what it was.
Oh, I thought Nickelodeon came out in the 90s.
No.
The more you know. Nope. Okay.
It started there. You know, you had the space shuttle. Then, of course, you had, was that the only time the Bears won?
Yep, 85.
That's about it.
But we just got a new coach. I'm praying for Ben Johnson.
And
I'm
just
a sports girl.
House music. Fun.
Yes.
I don't know. I love the 80s. You had all the trends. That's when, Madonna was something with the neon colors and the bangle bracelets and Michael Jackson. Everybody just, you could pick a genre and that's what you were, you know?
Okay.
So, but it was just a lot of fun. And we were literally outside. You played outside. You had fun. You weren't like...
Came home when the street lights came on.
Yeah. You wanted a life.
Yes.
Yeah. But I think the 80s, yeah.
Okay. Nintendo 64 or TikTok?
TikTok. I never liked Nintendo.
Really?
Mm-mm.
You didn't play any of the games with Uncle Marvin?
Uncle Marvin was like in high school. Wasn't he in high school when Nintendo came? He never did video games. He was outside.
Okay.
Like at the park playing basketball or working. He would, if we were inside, we're listening to like WGCI, like recording, making the mixtapes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Uncle Marvin made the mixtapes. You could not touch his ring. I don't know how he knew. He would have, the radio, the Fisher radio.
Yeah.
And he would have all the dials,
okay.
set, right? So I'm like, who cares? Every time I played it, he would know. I'm like, all I would do is push the on button and off button. He would know. One day, I just went, just moved everything. He didn't say a word. Because I didn't cut it off. I'm like, okay. I'm like, somehow he knew. But yeah, you didn't mess with his radio. And his car that he had, still to this day, like, he keeps everything immaculate.
Oh, wow.
He was always a neat freak.
Gotcha.
Before the military.
Okay.
Yep.
So then, keeping it on music, top five.
Songs?
Artists.
Oh.
I feel like I already know. You know you're number one.
Janet.
Yep.
Janet. Okay.
At four more.
What? Remember, I was eclectic. I was a black white girl, so.
A black white girl.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that.
I'll say Janet. It was the band DeBarge, Crush.
I'm gonna really need you to stop slamming on this table.
Oh, you put me on the spot.
Crush. What is Crush?
Not Crush. It's not Crush. I don't forgot the name of the band now. Who else? Believe it or not, LL Cool J.
Really?
Yeah.
I just always known that LL Cool J as a cop on a cop show. What's up with rappers being cops?
I don't know.
On cop shows.
I mean, people are going to be like, what about Michael Jackson and Prince? They were always there, but they were never my
right
number ones.
That's like default.
Yeah. I'm weird.
So two more. So far we have Janet, El DeBarge.
Not El DeBarge, just DeBarge.
DeBarge.
Oh, I said crush. The Jets.
The Jets.
The Jets.
LL Cool J.
I have two more. Gosh,
who are the Jets? So many.
Don't you worry about it. They were a pop. They were like pop culture.
Okay.
You know, back then they got you know a couple one hit wonders.
Okay.
Done, but they're still kind of around. I would say Whitney and Anita.
I was waiting for that.
Whitney and Anita.
Anita Baker. Okay, well, segueing from music, our first episode, because this is the prelude, this is the pre-episode. First episode titled The Mixtape Minute.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the folks what that episode is going to be about.
That is going to be reminiscing, because I know my age group, we were a little bit young, but it's going to be talking about how we would sit in front of radio, live radio, you know, WGCI, I think back then, I think there was B96 also, where you guys can just download a song. We had to wait until it came on the radio.
Mm.
And we would sit and sit. And as soon as the song you wanted came on, you hit play. And then usually at night, when we were supposed to, I told you about, remember when I had my 40th birthday? When we're at the club? And Julian Jumping Perez? Yeah.
Yes, I was at the club with my 40-year-old mama and her friends.
Tell me, was it fun? It was really fun.
It was really fun. I brought my friends.
Yes.
You brought your friends. We had a dance-off.
And we won.
And we got our asses kicked.
Yes. We won. Yes.
My friends did not know how to coordinate. They didn't know any of the dance trends. I was carrying the entire team. Okay. I even had to do 90s dances myself.
Yes.
How old was I back then?
You were.
I was probably 21, 22.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
About 22. Yeah. I'm 20. Oh my goodness. I had to add.
Yes. And on your dance team was Crystal and Nicole.
Yes.
Your dance team.
Crystal. It was more Crystal
it
than
was,
anything.
When Crystal, there was at one point where me and Crystal were battling, and then she got all up in my face.
Was it Percolator?
I think it was Percolator.
She hit that.
Boom. I said, I'm just going to walk away.
Yeah.
I'm going to just walk away. And I did.
She did that one shoulder pop. I'm like, yeah, you're done.
Yes.
I can't wait because, yeah, definitely the mixtape. You'll get the perspective from Nicole and Crystal because we are the same, but yet we are so different.
Yeah.
But I think I'm the worst as far as being different. They sometimes have to just be like, oh, time.
Yeah, so that's gonna be a good first episode. You guys should make a playlist of all your favorite songs from y'all's decades,
mm-hmm.
and then we can put that out before the episode.
Oh my gosh, yep. Okay.
So, let's do that.
That sounds good. That's really good. Oh, that's gonna be good.
So we thank you guys for listening to the pre-show. I hope you guys are excited for the rest of the episodes. If you guys want to ask Mama Tonda any questions, please go into the bio and email us.
Yes.
And we will see if we can answer some in the next episode.
Yep. Even if you have a certain topic that you want to discuss, let us know.
Yes. And you can follow us on all socials, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And all of those handles are in the bio.
Thanks, with a boom boom.
Yep. I knew it was coming.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.